You're listening to Pearls, curious bits of biblical wisdom to spark your creativity, direct your daily Bible study, or simply pique your interest in spiritual matters. Matthew 17:20 says, "You don't have enough faith." Jesus told them, "I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." How do I pray for a miracle? When we're faced with a great need, either for ourselves or for someone else, we should begin by humbly seeking to know God's will in that matter. Pray something like, "Father, what do you want to do in this situation?" Jesus said in John 5:17, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." He listened to the voice of the Father, and he watched for him. So be careful not to start or end your prayer by saying blindly, "If it be thy will." This is usually a cop-out to the work of maturity that God demands of us. Rather, you should seek to know God's will in that situation and then base your prayer upon it. Once you know His will, you know what to do. Believe it and speak it boldly, as a child of God, carrying the authority of the believer to affect God's will on this earth, over your life and the lives of others. Praying for a miracle is welcoming a gift of the Holy Spirit to manifest. When His will is to work one, He will witness that to your heart. That is, He will make it known by the leading within your spirit. Then you can ask Him to perform the miracle that you know He wants to bring about. It is most important to exercise this key to the miraculous, the spoken word. Declaring the word of God from a heart of memory and personalization remains the best way to ensure that you're living the victorious life that God so desires for you. God has given us authority over disease, demons, sickness, storms, and finances. In Matthew 10, in verse 1, it says that Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Luke 10 and verse 19 says, "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you." Often, we may keep asking God to act, when in fact, He calls us to employ His authority by our action with divinely empowered speech. Then we may declare that authority in Jesus' name. We command needed funds to come to us, command a storm to be stilled, command a demon to come out, command an affliction to leave, command sickness to depart. Jesus famously said in Mark 11:23, "Whosoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be removed and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he shall have whatsoever he says." Believe in your heart that it has already happened. With the anointing of faith that God gives you, speak it forth. Boldly declare your faith. But remember, miracles come by faith in God's present power, not by any ritual or any formula of human works or will or power.
Pearls is an outreach of Strong Tower Church in beautiful Casper, Wyoming. You can find an archive of our messages and relevant teaching on YouTube by typing Strong Tower Casper in the search bar.